Welcome back to yet another episode of the Ground Up Podcast. So here with me again is Gabe Harlego, my co-host for this podcast. So I know it's been a long time, sobrang tagal since nung last natin na episode, and I apologize for not being active recently. We apologize. You might be wondering what's this food in front of you and what's dito this setup. Yeah. Tingin ko, ay dito hindi kita sa second camera, pero dito sa main camera nakikita kita. But anyway, it's gonna be a not really mukbang podcast, but it's gonna be a chill podcast. It's actually, we just met a few days ago with Alan, and it's somewhat a reunion, I would guess, for the three of us. Lalo na si Alan, kakagaling niya pa sa Canada, diba? So
yes,
it's been a long trip for everyone. Well, except Gabe, syempre. Home court ni Gabe, so I mean, so, I don't know.
Sila yung pumunta sa akin.
Yeah, exactly. So, si Gabe yung host natin for this event. And yeah, we've been really grateful for all of the, you know, challenges and things. But anyway, for today, we will be talking about the recent updates ng mga nangyayari. So, a while ago, we were talking about yung Canada and what's been the update or the progress for what's been, sa pinaprocess mo ngayon sa pagpunta mo sa Canada. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can talk about that and maybe just touch a little bit about kung saan tayo pupunta or the things that we're planning for one another or just, I don't know, the future, I guess. Yeah. So while we're doing that, we'll go ahead and eat this delicious meal from Angel's Pizza and Pizza Hut. This is not sponsored, by the way, so sponsored. Yeah, kain tayo. So yun. Anyway, so
parinig mo ASMR.
ASMR, bro.
Scrumptious.
My God. Up. Ay, grabe ang anghang nga. Pero masap. Grabe. Ayun nga. So, going to our first question for tonight, or this episode, let's go back to where we ended up last time. So, I guess...
Napag-usapan ba natin yung Canada last
time? Yeah. Okay. We just talked about a little bit. Ano ng processes or natapos. So, just to keep you guys up to date, Gabe went through the whole processes of, you know, yung parang pag-apply as a student visa abroad or particularly in Canada. Recently, may bagong update which Gabe will say right now. So, ayun niya. Ano ba nangyari dun sa ano ngayon?
Ayun. So, nag-apply ako for student visa sa Canada, but unfortunately, na-deny ako.
Reason behind this?
A number of reasons. Pero, syempre, nakakalungkot naman. I mean, kumbaga, parang inaasahan ko na talaga ma-accept ako.
Yeah.
But, you know, ganoon naman talagang buhay. Sometimes you don't really get it.
That's true. But anyway, beside yung sad or news na yon, parang what do you think would be the next, you know, steps for you? How would you be able to process this, and what do you think can you do about it?
Ngayon, ito try pa rin namin ulit mag reapply, parang nakakaano lang kasi I think panibagong bayad na naman, mga ganun. So yun lang naman yung nakakaano din, yun lang din yung mahirap kasi yung pera, diba? Like, bayad ka ng bayad, hindi pa ako nakarating ng Canada.
It's always a bet, you know?
Hindi pa ako nakarating ng Canada. Ang dami ng binabayaran, magastos talaga. So, like, ang dami mong kailangan pang bayaran pa bago malaman yung process ng visa mo, ganun, kung ano nangyari.
Parang, ang mahirap dun is, ang dami mong ginagastos, pero there's no 100% assurance that you're gonna get slot or you're gonna get there on a...
You're gonna get there, yes.
Mga ganun ba. So, you have to go through a lot of people, a lot of processes.
Yeah.
Tapos, you're always on the waiting list portion of everything. Parang ganun. Ewan ko ba?
That's true.
So, pumili na kami ni Gabe sa apply board for, I think, over a year now. More than, we started this right maybe a few months after nung nakarating si Alan. kasi we were driven to, yeah, like we said before, to pursue the same path like na ginawa ni Alan, kasi who wouldn't want to live a better life, diba? Parang we obviously all wanted to live abroad, and kasi syempre we didn't really see things na siguro lalago tayo yung buhay, parang magiging progressive yung buhay dito sa Pilipinas, diba? Parang if people would say that, di wala nang aalis, diba?
Yeah.
You wouldn't hear people thinking about going abroad or migrating abroad, kasi yun nga, maganda naman dito sa Pilipinas. But some people would say na yun nga, it's debatable din naman eh, from different cases na you can build your own business here and stuff like that. So I wanted to talk about a bit of that kasi we both Gabe have different kinds of perspectives din dito sa pagpunta sa Canada or pag-migrate and stuff like that. So just a quick update, I bought a new camera, and a big reason with that is I sacrificed yung pagpuntang, yung funds na gagamitin sana papuntang Canada, or yung pag-process ng lahat ng documents like what Gabe's doing sa pagbili ng camera. And reason behind this is why I wanted to bet on myself na I want to parang pag-ipunan yung fund na yon para pagpunta sa Canada. Not really to study anymore. I gave up on that kasi, yun nga, considering yung expenses, diba, ng educational loans or housing loans or yung mga, basta mga marami kang kailangan i-consider.
Yeah.
I don't think it's parang viable option for us, for my family at least. So, ayun, inisip namin, kung sakali ko pang gustong i-pursue yung pag-Canada, I can do that. Pero yun nga lang, kailangan ko nga lang pag-irapan pa siya.
Yeah.
In a way na, while I'm working on my career path as a freelance videographer or eventually a business owner as well. So, ayun, yun lang naman so far. Oh, hopefully, I'm not gonna regret this. Diba? Parang hirap eh.
Huwag mong pagdududahan sa sarili mo. Bet on yourself, bro.
Yeah.
Kasi yun nga yung ginagawa niya. Parang, I'm confident ng sa kanya. So, I hope na.
Oh my God. Did you just peek?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
And I hope confident ka din sa sarili mo na huwag kang magdududa na oh, sinacrifice ko yung Canada because you're taking a chance on yourself. Kaya mo naman yan.
Siguro, the self-doubt is coming out of parang, not just insecurity siguro.
Siyempre, natakot ka pa rin.
Oo. It's always a scary move pa rin. Especially when you're trying to start a business.
Hmm.
Pero, regardless of that, siyempre, my head's still strong na I can still pursue this. I'm confident about my skills. And stuff like that. Kasi if I'm not, why would they even buy the camera itself? Diba? Parang it's just worthless. So, meron pa rin yung confidence level ko doon na kakayanin ko siya or kaya ko siya. But eventually, sabi ko nga, it's a long way down the road na I would say na I would be successful, this and that. Pero, yun nga. How would I reach that or how would I be able to attain that kind of objective if I'm not gonna do the works?
Wala namang magandang bagay dumadating sa'yo na hindi pinaghihirapan.
Yeah, yeah, mga ganun bagay. Very cliche, I know. Pero at the same
totoo
time...
Totoo naman kasi.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just checking kung recording pa tayo. Okay, we're still good. Alright, so moving on to the next topic. What's the next step for us? So we're both taking different kinds of things, diba? So we were talking about having to merge the business, or parang, not really merge, parang more of like pursue entrepreneurship, I guess, or
yeah, business. Like make a business together.
We were thinking about, you know, honing our skills with photography and videography as a career. So, yun nga, since tinuloy ko na rin yung pagbili ng camera, I mean, for the longest time kasi, Gabe has his own camera, I didn't have mine. I was parang lagi yung hiram ng hiram, and then parang it got to a point na nahihiya na akong humiram kasi lagi nilang hiram ng hiram, and also parang paghiram kasi you have to pay for it, diba? Parang rerentahan mo yung gamit, so parang nakakalugi.
Parang hindi ako nabayaran.
Lugi eh, no? Kasi hiniram ko kasi yung lens na camera niya for I think about a year, diba?
Was it a year na?
I feel like it was a year, diba?
I don't know.
A few months, give or take.
Mm.
Pero yun, last time na pumunta sila sa Baguio, I borrowed his lens. It was a 16-35 lens na L lens, 2.8. It's a quite expensive lens. It's you can buy it for around 35,000 brand new, I guess. So, ayun, ang laking tulong niya kasi when you're in the events industry, you're taking wide group photos. It's nice to still get that depth of field, yeah, yung bokeh, compared to yung mga kit lenses na makukuha natin on a very low price.
Right.
So yung quality din ng lens na yun, very sharp and very fast. So yeah, I was really thankful for Gabe din.
So being able to build like a tank.
Oh, grabe, ang kunat nun. Swear. So, yun. As we were saying a while ago, we wanted to merge the business or make a business together. We just don't know how to make parang go forward about it, diba? So what do you think ba? Ano bang tingin mong gagawin natin?
Do you think
we would be able to pursue this if nandito ako, or what do you think?
Honestly, syempre we need to
if
we're gonna be doing that, then tsaka,
we can do this.
We're gonna have to read like really work hard kasi wala naman tayong alam sa ganyan. We're gonna have to research a lot din. So it's very early to say. If we're doing it now, I don't think we'll get anywhere kasi nga, we still have to research muna. We still have to look into it. Ask people, mga entrepreneur na friends na how to pursue something like this. Excuse me. So I think maaga pa, we're still in the early stages. This is like pre-production pa. Even pre-production pa lang yung nag-uusapan pa lang namin. So it's just a thought pa lang na ideas, sort of.
Yeah.
Now we could make a business together kasi parang parehas din naman ang passion namin dalawa.
Mm-hmm.
So why not make money out of it together pa rin. So, yeah.
Kasi if I recall, we started this passion or this parang kind of drive way back in college or even high school naman. We love way back yung mga days ng Tumblr days. If you're into Tumblr or ano pa nga yung iba? What was that?
MySpace?
No, even may isa pa eh. Friendster. Friendster! Mm. Yeah. Grabe yung Friendster. That was the beginning of the age where people were starting to gain traction or attention towards pictures or images or stills. That is quite captivating to our eyes. It's parang sobrang trendy niya at the same time. Hindi siya ganun ka... Ay, hindi pala siya trendy at that time. It's more of like off-meta. Basta something that is just growing. Tapos soon enough, it became, you know, a number of things like Instagram, ano pa ba, mga YouTube and stuff like that. So, ang dami rin namin tinry ni Gabe. We tried different kinds of photography. With other folks like Jez, mga ibang mga. We were influenced by
older friends.
Din. So, ayun, it started sa mga cars actually, di ba? Parang we were into photography ng cars pa. I think it's more of like Jess siguro. Kasi everything I saw with Jess.
Ako more on landscapes.
Oh, landscapes ka ba? Oh, easy. So, yun, from there, we tried incorporating yung mga styles nila sa photo, sa mga tao, mga portraits. Yeah, it's just very simple. Parang, ano lang, basta as long as it's bokeh. Ganun lang. There's no concept about it, there's no storytelling. Basta talagang cool lang talaga siya tignan.
When we started pa nga, we didn't even know what we were doing.
Tama.
Hindi namin alam yung tawag sa ginagawa natin. Parang hindi nga namin naisip na pwedeng gawing gawing kabuhayan.
Kabuhayan.
But ayun nga, it's like, wala lang, hobby lang siya. Hindi ko nga naisip noon na pwede ko palang pagkakitaan yung mga ginagawa ko.
Tama.
Talagang pure hobby lang siya.
True.
So we started there.
Now, we have the right equipments. So I'm guessing we're not really far behind the process. I guess we started something. Okay. Which is, you know.
It's always start somewhere.
Tama. We have maybe a little knowledge or we have the right knowledge to go out there and shoot videos, photos for you guys, for the clients and stuff. But at the same time, yung missing piece kasi dito is for the longest time, Gabe and I, we don't live together. So we haven't really collaborated in a project
together.
Except yung ano, the last hour, yeah, podcasts. Podcast, yeah. Or yung the last time, if you remember, yung parang corporate shoot mo sa BGC.
Oh, yeah.
Yung basketball.
It wasn't really even... sports.
Oh, yeah, sports. It's a shorts. Parang shorts kind of video form.
No, hindi pa usong shorts.
Hindi pa... Pero they asked for like a 60 video.
Oh, yeah, yeah, something like that. Yeah, pero hindi pa like usong shorts.
Oh, no, wala pa magsasabi na
it's a short.
They just
wanted something like
a
minute video.
Oh, minute video lang na, ano. And I was really interested na parang, wow, you're not even graduated by that time.
No,
parang
you're, graduate
ka
na
na. Oh, tama.
But I already started with them.
Oo.
Pag-graduate na ako.
What was the name? Hindi na nakailangan yung company. But yeah, it was all about a basketball court, diba?
Yeah, like a
featuring
program
ng mga basketballs who are willing to train and develop your minds or your skills sa pagbabasketball. So,
yep.
Yeah, doon ako na ano, doon ko naisip actually na parang nagkakaroon ng hindsight about the future projects we can do together. Kasi we're both interested about videography and stuff like that, so not just the videography part itself, pero yung editing. So, ayun, naisip namin na, oh, ano, medyo pwede pala itong ganito. Pero, after that, yun nga, pandemic hit, hindi namin nakapag-practice or hindi namin nakapag-collaborate with other things, except yun nga, yung podcast. So, right now, what we wanted to target is yung mga events, like what I'm doing right now. Kasi, big ball game siya, you can earn in one day, basta parang you can just earn a lot in just one day. Compared to a regular job na like sa corporate and stuff like that, which hindi mo naman siya pwedeng i-compare eh. Kasi parang freelance is really different from a corporate job. Mm-hmm. Parang in there you're working project-based.
Yeah.
So it's really different. You can just
lagging.
Really compare. Just hindi naman porket sinabi ng freelancer na I'm earning 8 times. Oh, exactly. So you don't really get jobs as much as the, you know,
9-to-5 job.
Yeah, a 9-to-5 job, right? Diba? Parang
steady paycheck.
Hindi mo rin man sabi.
Unless like you're really in demand. Yeah.
Totoo. Or
but
parang kilalang kilala.
If you're starting out, it's always
looking lugi. So, that's one of the things that we're trying to work on, yeah. I guess. So, yeah. If you have any tips, kung ano man kayo, you've been through the same journey, or if you wanted to pursue
we're back.
Yeah, we're back. Parang cold lang ngayon.
Yeah. So, you might notice na medyo nakat yata yung video.
Yep.
Because namatay yung dalawa
yeah,
naming camera kasi.
Because we were shooting at 4K.
Batteries are shit.
Yeah. More to that. Ano ba mga pinag-usapan ganun?
Well, I gusto kong tanongin actually.
Yeah.
Saan ka ba mas passionate? Videography or photography?
Nice question.
Yeah.
Ngayon ko, right now, I'm more invested into videography. Kasi it's more challenging.
Okay.
Not to say that photography isn't challenging or isn't anything more interesting than videography. Pero kasi, right now, yung videography kasi, it takes to another level where I'm learning a field wherein I'm not really comfortable with mga ganung bagay. So, when I'm challenged, I'm more driven to understand more about it. Mga ganun. Pagka sinasabihan kang bobo, tanga, or mahina ka, doon ako mas lalong ginaganaan. Parang there's a fighting spirit behind
right.
my personality that when I'm having setbacks, I feel like I wanted to be parang mas lalong nainganya na matuto. Just like Zen, when she was being taught to edit, parang she learned a very fast pace of editing in a very short time kasi she learned in a very hard way, parang sinisigawan ganun, parang you're being pressured to be on time and
grabe ka naman.
Di, pero ano parang yun din kasi yung problem with this kind of generation today na we're trying to be but we're more on lenient into other things or parang we tend to look over things na red flags, mga ganang bagay. Or not really.
Okay.
Parang, I don't know where am I going with this. Pero more, what I'm trying to say is like, I guess yung kung paano tayo lumaki, how we're raised is yung parang the hard reality of things na we have to learn things in a fast-paced kind of way. Parang lagi tayong forced to work agad and stuff like that. I don't know if it's even a good thing, pero I guess it turned out well kasi in our case, in our scenarios, or I guess in our lives, it kind of helped us, you know, push ourselves a little bit more into what we wanted to be, kumbaga, and stuff like that. So, I don't know with you. So, yeah.
Yeah, ako mas komportable ako sa videography. Isa kanya, he likes photography more dahil na hihirapan siya. So he's getting challenged. Ako, I like
video. Actually, I want video. I said video.
I'm just saying what you
said.
Okay.
You
like video kasi nga natututo, nahihirapan ka. It's a challenge, right?
Yeah.
It's more challenging, you said. For me, I like videography. Yeah, it's challenging and all that, but I like videography because I'm more comfortable with it than photography. Parang mas gusto ko yung visual storytelling ng videography more. You know, then you can kasi I like nung college we like making short films and mga ganun, mga well, not really vlogs, parang vlogs ngayon na lang yan eh, pero we more had, short films. So yeah,
I like videography more. I remember you had this film nung way back in college, yung Skinita.
Yeah.
Was a film directed by, tama ba? Directed by, or,
directed by a, Kyle.
Kyle, yeah. It was a good film. It's
it was not reason. A good film.
Well, if iko-compare mo yung ginawa nila compared to sa ginawa ko, it's really... You
know, come on, bro. Come on.
But anyway, speaking of past projects, we wanted to move forward with, you know, yung the skills that we have in mind. And, yun nga, regardless kung which field would you prefer, video man or photo, but what the real question is, what are you gonna do about it, diba? Parang mga ganun bagay pare.
That's right.
Anyway, you were about to say something else.
No, just to finish my point. I like videography.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
Next question.
Yes, it's good. It's good. Videography, I like it more. Kasi nga, you just create stories more. I mean, pwede ka naman gumawa ng stories sa photography, pero, I don't know, I like film more, you know?
Parang, ang dami mong time to expose something. Or parang there's always a build-up to some things. Parang, alam ko ha, when it's a long-form video or short-form, the narrative you can play with it.
Yeah.
Dun sa photo kasi it's parang right, you have to take it all in just one photo. Mm. Parang it's overwhelming at times, but at the same time if you don't get the right photo at the right time or composition,
right,
you're gonna destroy the image right then and there. Parang you don't have any second chances.
That's right.
Diba? Pero once you get the best shot or a good shot, you get the time for the people to admire it.
Yeah.
Especially in prints. That's the biggest difference of photography kasi. If you have it in print, it's a different story. Diba? Parang when you have it framed in a nice way and you know you're confident about that photo,
yeah.
Just like Peter McKinnon, diba? What they're doing with Mati Apoya. Hapoyha.
Hapoyha. It's Mati Apoya.
Travel feels, but anyway.
Yeah.
Ayun nga, parang gusto ko rin yun ma-experience yung pag-print ng photos for the longest time. Being able to relive that moment and being able to see it every day in a huge print.
Yeah.
I wanted to experience that as well. So, yeah.
Well, I have a question for you. So, since you like videography, right? Of course, kasali na rin ang video editing. I forgot to add, that's why I like videography. I also like the video editing part. Ewan ko, parang there's parang drugs siya sa akin pag nakita ko na yung workspace ko pag mag-edit na ako, parang na-excite ako kasi na-challenge ako. Paano, ano kayang gagawin ko dito, mga ganyan. But anyway, my question is, what kind of videos do you want to make?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Actually, at the beginning,
is I wanted... Like the film, or do you want to like make vlogs, or what
yeah,
kind,
man, parang,
what kind of thing?
Parang,
tapos you can earn
stick,
from it.
Oh, if you wanted to stick into one genre, what genre would be and why, diba? Parang ganun,
yeah.
So right now I'm at the genre of weddings, I guess, or events.
But do you want to do that?
If I were to choose one out of many things like I've done before, like vlogging or travel vlogging, I guess. So I don't know if that's different. Or I think narrative vlogging is different from travel vlogging, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's kind of in the same way. Pero so out of all the things that I've tried with, you know, yung mga videos, I would say I would stick into weddings.
Weddings. Yeah. I see.
One biggest factor about it is it pays more.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more reliable. So I get more income when I'm doing videography through freelancing weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, kasi malalaki yung budgets and
right.
At the same time I'm being gaining profits and income out of the works that I'm doing right away.
Yeah.
Parang hindi katulad ng YouTubing or other stuff that it's scalable over time pero you have to do the time. So parang kailangan mo nang sumikat, you have to gain subscribers and stuff like that before you gain that monetization
yeah.
stuff. So mga ganun bagay. So I'd really stick to the weddings industry, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. Ikaw ba?
Ako kasi I don't have any experience din sa wedding so wala akong masasabi dun. I guess it's I know that it does pay a lot.
Mm.
So maybe if I had experience with it I'd probably have that. Pero ako since I had experience more sa sports videography, I guess, parang mga ganun. Like yun nga yung sa basketball. I especially like basketball. I really enjoyed doing that. So if I had to make money and it really enjoy my job, I'd be doing that, you know. So like I said, I've always wanted to work with the sports videos that I was doing before was with this company called Titan. It's a Philippine company here, and I've always wanted to work with them. Parang I don't know,
before
it just became like one of my dream places to work with or companies to work with, kasi yun nga their passion for basketball. I have that also. Tapos shoes, basketball shoes, tapos sports, you know. So it's para tapos you can get to take videos and edit for it all in one. Lahat na nang gusto ko nandun na, di ba?
So that was dream job, di ba?
Yeah,
dream
something
job,
like that. So yeah, that's what I like. Pero I have a follow up question to you. So I ask you, what ano ba tinong
si? Which genre would you stick?
Parang ganun, that would earn you money. Pero let's what kind of what kind of project do you want to do? Yung solely ikaw lang, yung doesn't have to regardless of money. What kind of projects do you want to do?
Oh, I would definitely still go with travel vlogging.
Yeah.
It's the parang sobrang laki ng payoff ng travel vlogging kasi not just because of the destinations and the journeys and stuff like that. I'd say it's more about the not even the visual aesthetics. I'm going more of the yung feels talaga.
Yeah.
Yung feels when you're traveling and you're trying to be able to when you are able to deliver properly the right context in through travel vlogging yun nga, parang sobrang nakaka-motivate
yeah.
yung pag-ikot sa mga bagay sa mga places like yung mountainous places or even the paano ba mga beaches, mga oceans ganun, mga sobrang alam mo yung pag sobrang stressed ka na
yeah.
and you wanted to always see the things that you wanted to see for a very long time but you can't kasi you don't have the money and stuff like that. So if you remove everything, I think everyone would agree with me siguro to always go out and see the world.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang sobrang cliche siguro pero once you've tried to be stuck in one place repeatedly, I guess you would say then na you wanted to see more about what you're missing about, I guess.
I see. So, I get that.
Yung pinakamalaking part sa yeah.
Ganun din, like, travel vlogging. Hindi naman dahil sikat ang vlogging eh. Parang, bago pa nang sumikat yung vlogging, I've always wanted to document yung parang life namin, yung travels namin.
Lalo na kayo, diba? You've been to many countries.
Ever since I was a kid. Parang, my earliest age when we traveled was, how old was I? 4 years old, I think, or 5 years old. So we've always been traveling, me and my parents. So parang, I would always see nung bata ako yung mga photo albums namin. Kasi nung time na yun, syempre, I guess we're kind of old na hindi pa uso yung digital. So it's more on films, right? You see photos, physical photos in photo albums, right? So lagi ko nakikita yun as a kid. Tapos parang, when I got my first camera, which was a hand-me-down lang, kasi binili, it was my dad's. Tapos, naging hilig ko nga yun yung, it started as photos. I like taking photography nga, dahil nga sa, gusto kong gumawa din ng photo albums. Tapos just taking pictures of our life, our travels, ganyan. Tapos parang eventually I learned about video. Tapos I just started taking videos randomly of art of us. Kahit di naman trips, kahit sa bahay lang ganyan. So I didn't even realize parang I was already like kind of vlogging, parang ganun. Kahit di pa sikat, I was kind of vlogging then. So parang yun yung gusto ko. It's like I realized I like to make, I guess you can say, travel vlogs na rin. Not because uso siya or not because I could make money from it. It's because when I look back when I'm older, I can see what I've done with my life. Alam mo yan, ganun. So it doesn't really have to be like travel vlogging, just what I'm doing with my life. I just wanna, I guess, wanna document it. Kasi I'm not thinking of my channel as for profit naman eh. I'm just kumbaga, it's just like a really huge photo album. Or it's just a really huge album where I can just go back and see what was I doing at 20, what was I doing at 23, 25, or
as I got older. At the same time, want to share that.
Yeah, at the same time, I want to share that too. I mean,
not just solely for yourself. Na
I mean, para makita din ng parents ko, syempre, my friends, like, syempre, some would wonder, like, what, how's he doing? Then they could check, or, you know, something like that. Ayun nga, isa pa nga yun, I was so excited to get to Canada sana. Because I even told my mom, sabi ko, if we can't talk to each other constantly, what I would do is I would document my life there sa Canada and I would constantly upload sa YouTube para
makita mo,
so my parents can see what I'm doing, you know. So they can see if I'm doing well again, and I'd be honest with it. I like, syempre kasi mag, like I would, while I'm studying, I'd look for a job, so I'd I would show them how my life would be there ganyan. So I was really excited about that. It was like a little project that I was planning to do. Pero,
oh, ano? Ganda
nun. Yeah.
Tapos, ang galing kasi solo adventure.
Yeah.
You can do everything by yourself.
Because my whole life, I've never had a home alone. I've never traveled alone. I've always wanted to try to be responsible just for myself. Alam mo yun. Kasi, since we're Asian, in an Asian household, maybe Westerners won't understand. Kasi Westerners, 18 pa lang, when they start 18, their parents will go like, go out in the world, do your own thing. Like, like move out. Pero dito sa, when you're in an Asian household, even how old you are, there are people in their 30s that they still live with their parents. And it's not weird, because it's a norm.
It's practical.
It's practical. It's normal. It's normal here. So you're not gonna be judged if you're still living with your parents at 30. Whatever, you know. So, ayun nga. So, I've always been living with my parents. So, I've always wondered how I would fare if I would just be responsible for myself. And it's not like an experiment. I've always, syempre, at some point, you know, you're an adult already. You wanna try to make something for yourself, you know. And I don't wanna always rely to them, you know. So, ayun nga. That was a project that I wanted to do, but I guess it's
still possible, I think.
I don't know, we'll see.
We'll see.
Laging sinasabi lang sa akin ni Joms is like, maybe, I mean, this plan, it looks so good for you, right? Like, may map out ka na, this is what I'm gonna do when I get there, I'm gonna study, I'm gonna look for a job, something like that, blah, blah, blah. So, it's like a good map. Yeah, let's say it's a good map for you, but then sabi ni Joms, maybe God has a better plan for you. It revolves back to God. So I'll put a disclaimer. My faith is about 50-50. I'm sorry. So sometimes
I'm Christian. Sometimes I'm
no. Sometimes I'm like a realist. Like, sino ilan ba ang tao sa mundo? Like, how would God have a plan? So nagiging religious na yan. So whatever, you know. But sometimes I also want to believe in us. Hopefully, you know, there's a better plan for me out there. So.
I mean, we're still young, but we're curious about a lot of things. That's it's why we're always interested, and we're always, our minds are always diverted into many things. Kaya parang ang dali sa atin na yun, parang magkaroon ng doubts and stuff like that. So we're always constantly bombarded by informations and stuff like that, and we're not really trained to, you know, handle those kinds of situations, like yung bigla ang news na cancel na yung visa mo or something. Basta when you're bound to have something that you wanted to for a very long time, tas biglang boom, wala na lang bigla, diba? Or parang, say for example, you were going to a trip abroad for your vacation, tapos biglang kailangan ka pala sa work, or parang na-cancel yung flight mo for some weird reason, diba? Parang nakaka-dismaya at the same time, pero nakaka-sumasabay dun yung parang talaga ba parang sa lahat ng tao, ano oh, bagay nga ganun, yeah. Parang papaisip ka na lang, what did I do wrong? I've been right this whole time. Parang yeah. I didn't even harm anyone, tapos biglang sa akin pa mangyari.
Sometimes maisip ka like, you don't wanna think of stuff like this, pero minsan mapapaisip ko na this guy sometimes ang sama niyang tao pero he's getting such good blessings mga ganun, yeah. But then some when I think like that, I just reel myself back in and just don't think about them, just I just think about myself,
yeah.
Tapos it's funny just to go back when you said we're still young. It's such a funny phrase kasi people our age would be like tumatanda na kami, tanda ako na ganyan ganyan. Pero if you talk to someone older than us, syempre, sasabihin nila, ang bata mo
bata,
pa.
Bata mo
pa. Oh, 26 technically. We're 26 and bata pa. Yeah, sure. But we're getting up there. Just a few more years. 30 years old na tayo.
Bilis like, pa man din ng panahon.
Yeah, I know there, wala namang roadmap sa life. Pero parang minsan mapapaisip ko na, I'm nearing 30. Anong mapapakita ko sa buhay ko? Parang ganun.
Yeah.
I think everyone goes through that, you know? Kasi parang
tawag doon midlife crisis.
Some people like yeah, some people our age, mga kaibigan natin na they already have family, they're getting married. Tama, tapos tama. Parang ako I'm like, huh? I'm not there yet.
You're just here.
Yeah.
Stuck into a place.
I mean, I'm still having a hard time with my financials pa lang. Parang tama, yun yung nasa isip ko na now I have to think of making a family.
Those two makes me think then how do they even manage, you know, having to build a family and stuff like that. Pero at the same time, of course, they're struggling, diba? They have their own struggles.
Yeah, of course.
At the same time, we want to hear that personally din sana from them.
Right.
I don't want to name names, pero I would really want more from our high school classmates. Diba? Parang kasi sobrang relatable nung experiences natin. Not just because we came from the same country, or stuff like that. Pero like, I mean, we had this kind of bond before.
Yeah.
And I hope it didn't really fade just because of time or we didn't have that right connection.
Mm.
But in college, we all went our separate ways.
Yep.
But hopefully we didn't really had that bad vibes when we meet each other or when we bump onto one another sometime in the future.
Right.
So, yeah. Mga ganung bagay lang din. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Weird line na napunta ng topic na
lang. Right,
we went
from
cameras to religion and stuff.
We went from Canada to cameras to religion to whatever. But yeah, that's what this podcast is naman eh. Yung podcast naman natin hindi parang we're here to inform you or we're here to educate you again. And this is just
really more of vlog.
Just two bros talking. And kung may nakaka-relate yung ganun, you know, kwentuhan tayo, we can talk together.
Yeah, that's I think about it. Mga napag-usapan. Do you have any other inputs to share?
Ano man. Hopefully, we can do this again.
Yeah.
Maybe next month.
Hopefully, next month. So, right now, we're trying to...
I'm just hoping we can, like, do a project, again. You know? Like, just do something, man.
Yeah.
Just make something.
Kanina, we were about to... So, we went to around. We went to which?
ATC.
Alabang Town Center. And we tried to reach yung concert ni yung from a popular
si Fum.
Fum.
Sorry, I'm gonna butcher his last name. So it's Fum.
He sang that song Paper Thrones and Lover Boy and Hello Anxiety. Those songs, I don't know if you're familiar, but
Hello Anxiety.
That song. It's a cool song. Yeah. It was a song maybe for our age maybe. But anyway. We went there and we tried to ideally shoot photos of streets, I guess, or people walking and just try to visualize our thoughts, I guess. But we weren't able to do that because we were so focused on having a good time.
Yeah.
And yung init din kasi we didn't really,
hirap din eh.
Yung hirap parang exposed and trying to do.
So if I want to do stuff like that, photo walks, parang gusto ko I want to be prepared for it kasi suot ko din nun ang init eh.
Yeah.
Parang nakakatamad tuloy mag-shoot.
Oh. Parang wala lang talaga siguro sa isip namin na mag-shoot. But anyway, that was a failed attempt. But a good try. At least we had fun. We played billiards. We played a lot of games sa time zone. So yeah, it was a fun experience. Hopefully, we'll be able to do that again.
Yep.
Hopefully, kasama naman si Alan.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a very short time pero at best we did our best to have fun at least, so Kung nakikinig ka man, Alan, thank you for again for coming, for dropping by Gabe's place and being able to meet us.
Yes, sir.
And ano pa ba? Sasabihin.
Don't forget to drink your water. Right. Stay safe. Make good choices.
Pray.
What?
Pray.
Pray?
Pray.
Pray?
Pray.
Pray.
Yes.
That's right. See ya.
See ya. Peace.
Peace.